Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. I knew you were going to cry. This is a very emotional program. Lots of people get together and they cry together to feel better. You feel better now?
No.
You don't?
Oh, yeah, I do. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Crying's supposed to be good for you, they say. It's good therapy. And they believe this in Japan, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so sad that we have to talk about this. It makes me so sad.
No, it's supposed to make you feel good if you cry.
Indeed. So crying can be a good release, I guess. And it releases certain chemicals in your body and makes you feel healthy. You don't feel so great when you're crying, though. That's great heartache if you're crying, if you've had a broken heart. Your girlfriend left you for another guy. She left you for the captain of the swimming team.
And your dog died.
Your dog died. Oh. These things happen sometimes, and we do have to experience pain and suffering. And sometimes we shed a tear. We bawl. We cry. And in Japan, the land of the rising sun, we've got something called rikatsu. Rikatsu, which I think is lei hua in Chinese, and that is a kind of therapy which is going on in Japan.
Yeah, it's a little different, I think. People get together and have crying activities. They watch videos or talk about things that are really sad so that they can cry more easily. We're going to talk about how this was first invented or created and why people are actually doing it. It's a very interesting idea. When I first saw this, Tom, I actually laughed. I thought, this is strange.
Well, they do a lot of strange things in Japan.
I have to agree.
But here in Taiwan, sometimes some of those trends in Japan become trendy here in Taiwan.
True.
So you never know.
Yeah.
You might see some crying activities taking place here in Taiwan. Maybe you'll join it and feel a lot better. Who knows? But let's get to it, everybody. It's our unit on culture, Rikatsu, Japan's crying therapy. Let's read through our lesson right now.
Groups of strangers are getting together in Japan to sniffle, sob, and bawl their eyes out. They're not watching a sad movie at a theater, though. In fact, they're taking part in ryukatsu, or crying activities. These tearful gatherings are a new kind of therapy that some claim assists in alleviating stress better than laughter. Ryukatsu was created in January 2014 by Hiroki Terai, who plans divorce ceremonies. During divorce ceremonies, Terai saw many couples shed tears and then feel much better. He thus claimed he had witnessed the magic power crying has to heal emotional wounds. The first Ruikatsu event was hosted by Terai in Tokyo, with a smattering of people in attendance. Most gatherings are small, and participants often watch sad videos about pets, families, or natural disasters. Some of the group leaders even call themselves tear sommeliers. Sommelier is a French term, an official title for an expert in wine. Rather than picking a fine wine, the Ruikatsu sommeliers pick the right videos and topics to make tears gush forth. Traditionally, crying has been seen as a weakness in Japanese culture, and most people avoid crying in front of others. However, scientific studies show that crying is vital to our emotional health, and that holding back feelings has many negative side effects. Studies also show that crying is a more potent stress reliever than laughter. Stress creates chemicals that are stored in the body and that negatively affect our mood. However, crying releases these chemicals in a way that laughing can't. While belting out a chuckle can sometimes release stress, crying can have more long-term effects on stress relief. So the next time you feel a little depressed or stressed out about something, don't be afraid to grab a box of tissues and have a heartfelt cry.
Oh. Okay, we're talking about Rikatsu, Japan's crying therapy. Therapy, of course, is some kind of medical procedure that is designed to help you feel better. You could have physical therapy or visual therapy, just something that tries to make you feel better to return to health.
Now, groups of strangers are getting together in Japan to sniffle, sob, and bawl their eyes out. These are some words we use when we talk about people crying. Sniffle just means to sniff. You can sniffle when you are sick with a cold or when you're crying and you're trying to keep the phlegm or snot from running out of your nose. Sob is to cry very loudly with a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion. And if you bawl your eyes out, you're crying really, really hard.
Yeah, kids bawl sometimes when they don't get their way. And, of course, if you see these strangers doing these things, they're not watching a sad movie at the theater, though. Yes, sad movies can make you cry. They can make you sniffle, sob, bawl, cry your eyes out. They're taking part in rikatsu, or crying activities. To take part in something just means to participate in something, to be a member of something in some kind of activity. And these tearful gatherings are a new kind of therapy that some people claim assists in alleviating stress better than laughter. A gathering is when people get together for some kind of activity. Hey, we're having a gathering on Friday. Would you like to come? We're going to sing songs and talk to each other and stuff like that. So, yes, these are gatherings. People get together. And some people claim, they say this is the case, it assists in alleviating stress. Assist means help. To make something more likely to happen, to assist somebody. Somebody, if they pass the basketball to the person who scores, that person is assisting the shooter. He gets an assist. I understand that Jeremy Lin gets lots of assists.
Uh-huh. And if you alleviate something, that's a verb, it just means you're making something less painful, less difficult, less severe. So you're reducing some kind of pain or trouble. They're trying to make their stress lighten a little bit so they're not so stressed. And some people say that crying helps alleviate stress better than laughter, which I was really surprised to find out. Rikatsu was created by a man in Tokyo. His name is Hiroki Terai. And it happened just recently in January 2014. Wow. So this is a new trend in Japan.
Just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And Hiroki Terai plans divorce ceremonies. That's interesting. We have wedding ceremonies, but now he's got these divorce ceremonies, which is kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Divorce is when a married couple decide to split off. It's not working out. Let's go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Usually they're not very friendly. Usually they hate each other when this happens. But I guess sometimes maybe they're not so bad, so they actually have a ceremony here. A ceremony is just kind of some formal occasion when somebody does something, a wedding ceremony. A bar mitzvah for Jewish people, that could be a ceremony as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, during these divorce ceremonies, Terai saw many couples who are getting divorced shed tears and then feel much better. If you shed a tear, it means you cry. You can also shed your skin. An animal will shed skin. Shed hair, a dog or a cat. To shed means to get rid of. So those tears will come out and then you'll feel much better. So this gave him an idea. He thus claimed, or he said, that he had witnessed with his own eyes, is how you witness something, you see it yourself, the magic power crying has to heal emotional wounds. A wound can be either an injury that you suffer by being cut with a knife, or maybe just falling down and having your skin come open a little bit, or it can also be some sort of feeling of sadness caused by something that happened to you.
These bad things are going to happen to us at some point or another in life. We're going to lose our parents at some point, or our dog is going to die. So we're going to suffer these emotional wounds. And Hiroki Terai thinks that crying is a way to alleviate that stress. Now, the first Rikatsu event was hosted by Terai in Tokyo. with a smattering of people in attendance. Smattering here just means a small amount of something.
Uh-huh.
I speak a smattering of Japanese, just a few words and phrases here, for example. But here, smattering does refer to a small amount of people. What, maybe 10 or 20 people? Maybe not even that. A small amount of people were in attendance. In attendance means they were there. They were taking part in this activity. They were attending this activity.
So here we learned that actually most gatherings are small. But here it says participants often watch sad videos about pets and families or natural disasters. So if you're a participant, you're someone who is taking part in something. You're getting involved. You're not just watching other people take part. Take part is another verb phrase we use to say you participate. So they're watching videos that are very sad. A natural disaster can be either a typhoon, an earthquake.
Wow, so they might show videos of that and the families reacting to that,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So, of course, that gets you crying as well. And some of the group leaders even call themselves tears sommeliers. Sommelier, okay, that's a French term, a French word, and it's describing somebody who is an expert on wine, which we'll get to in a second, but this is the term that they're giving to people, the leaders in these groups, who lead people in the tears, who get people to cry and stuff, and they're called tears sommeliers.
Oh, very interesting. So you could be asked to be a group leader to lead everyone in their crying.
Sounds
cool. Okay, everybody, we're going to learn more about what this is and what's going on at these meetings. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lu Qi. 今天这课非常特别，是讲日本流行的泪活运动，也就是靠集体大哭来抒压的活动。前几年也流行过大笑瑜伽，那么到底是大哭还是大笑比较抒压呢？我们就来看看课文怎么说。课文一开始提到 Groups of strangers are getting together in Japan to sniffle, sob, and bawl their eyes out. 在日本有一群陌生人聚在一起哭哭啼啼，而这个奇怪的场景并不是在电影院看催泪的电影。紧接着下一句说 Blank one, they are taking part in Rikatsu or crying activities.他们正在参加名为泪活的活动，或又称为哭泣活动。这个空格测验转折语的用法，进一步说明这些人事实上是在做什么。所以答案选 D, in fact, 事实上。接着看第二题。He thus claimed he had witnessed the magic power crying has to heal emotional blank too.因此他宣称他见证到哭泣有着不可思议的力量，能治愈情感的什么什么。本空格需搭配前面的 to heal, 治疗，所以最适合的答案是 B, wounds, 伤口，说明哭泣有着不可思议的力量，能治愈情感上的伤口。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about crying sessions, crying therapy,
yeah,
in Japan. Rikatsu, to be more precise, or leihua and in Mandarin. And this is going on in Japan. It was coined or created, I should say, by Hiroki Terai in Tokyo just earlier this year when he was planning divorce ceremonies, getting a small group of people together, a smattering of people, mm-hmm, to get together and cry their eyes out as a way to alleviate stress. Now, where we left off, we're talking about the group leaders, and they call themselves tears sommeliers. Sommeliers, okay, this is not a very common word, but sommelier is a French term, a French word, for an expert in wine. An expert is somebody who knows a lot about something. So if you know a lot about wine and you're in France, you're called a sommelier.
It's a French term, it says. A term just means a word or a phrase. So that's their title. They're called tears sommeliers. Very interesting. So rather than picking a fine wine like typical sommeliers would do, a Ruikatsu sommelier will pick the right videos and topics for the crying activities that they attend to help make the participants cry better, I guess. They want to make the tears gush forth. Gush is a verb that means to flow out very quickly and usually in large amounts. If you hurt yourself, if you cut yourself, blood might gush out. Or if you drill for oil or gas, if you strike oil or gas, it will gush out from the earth. So it'll shoot out from the land. Or tears can also gush out too.
All right, to flood forth, you could say, to rush forth, to move forward, to come out suddenly and quickly in large quantities.
Yikes.
To gush forth. Okay, let's move on now to the final paragraph for today. It's a long one here.
Yeah.
Traditionally, crying has been seen as a weakness in Japanese culture, and most people avoid crying in front of others. I think, yes, it is seen as a weakness not only in Japanese culture, but in other cultures around the world, especially if you're a guy.
Yeah, if you're a guy, yeah.
Yeah, tough guys don't cry, you know, so you're not supposed to show weakness, although they do from time to time. It's getting more acceptable, actually, for guys to cry. In the past, it wasn't so much, but at least in Japanese culture, it's a weakness. If you're crying, it shows that you're weak and other people can easily exploit you.
Yeah, they might take advantage of you if they see you as weak. I think it's easier for men to cry in Western cultures these days. I remember when I was growing up, though, if my brothers got hurt and they started to cry, my dad would always say, "Stop crying." But my mom would say, "Oh, let him cry." So they disagreed about that. My dad never cried until just recently. I started seeing him cry. My mom passed away, and that's the first time I really saw him cry very much.
That can do it.
But he's an older generation. The younger generation is probably crying more often.
Indeed. So, yes, it's probably taboo to cry in front of other people. But, however, scientific studies show that crying is vital to our emotional health.
Uh-huh.
If something's vital, it's very, very important. And you absolutely need that thing. Otherwise, you're going to have really big problems. So if you go through your life not shedding a tear, you're probably going to have big problems later on. Maybe you'll get cancer or heart disease or stress or emotional diseases.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Holding those negative feelings inside actually can damage your health.
Yeah, you got to let them out. You got to release them. So they're vital to our emotional health. And that holding back feelings has many negative side effects. If you hold back, that means you refrain from doing something. You stop yourself from doing something because you don't think it's the right time to do it, or because you simply just don't want to, or you don't want other people to see you doing this.
Uh-huh.
I always try to hold back tears when I'm watching a sad movie, just in case my daughter or wife will say, "Oh, you're crying. Why are you crying? It's not that emotional." So, yeah, I try to hold back those tears.
I sometimes cry at commercials, which is ridiculous. But
that's weird. Yeah.
I know.
Strange.
I cry pretty easily. Now, a side effect is usually a harmful or even an unwanted effect. It's usually caused by a type of medicine you're taking. Medicine usually can help our health, improve our bodies, improve our health. But sometimes, along with that good effect, comes a bad effect, something you don't want. So that's a side effect. So a negative side effect is something that you don't want. So we just talked about one negative side effect is actually causing health problems later on, like cancer. Mm. Studies also show that crying is a more potent stress reliever than laughter. Something's potent, it has a very strong effect. So potent is an adjective meaning strong or effective.
Right, and a reliever is something that relieves something. It provides you a break from that thing, a stress reliever or a pain reliever, for example, maybe aspirin can be considered a pain reliever.
Or for baseball fans out there, a reliever in baseball is someone who comes in to pitch and replaces another pitcher.
Yeah, who was that guy from Panama that was the reliever for the Yankees for so
Mariano
long?
Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, I'm not very good at baseball
Our
names.
Our closer, yes.
He retired last year, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, but in any case here, this is talking about tears, how they can help your health out. So stress, pressure, if you're under a lot of stress to do well on your tests or to do well at work, this stress or pressure creates chemicals that are stored in the body, and these chemicals negatively affect our mood. Mm. So if you keep those chemicals in, your mood is going to be affected. The way you feel is your mood. So if something's affected, it is changed by that thing or influenced by that thing. So, yeah, if you don't cry, you're going to be a pretty sad person later on.
But, or however, crying releases these chemicals in a way that laughing can't. So while belting out a chuckle can sometimes release stress, crying can have more long-term effects on stress relief. If you belt something out, you kind of say it very loudly. Belting is also a type of singing that sounds very strong. You use a lot of effort and muscle when you belt.
Belt out a song like, yeah. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Yeah, singers on Broadway will belt. A chuckle is a quick laugh, right? So sometimes means not all the time, but it can sometimes release stress, make you feel better. But crying can have more long-term effects. Long-term is an adjective meaning it lasts for a long period of time. Not permanent, but a long period of time. And an effect is simply something that happens. Now, an effect is different than effect, which we're going to talk about soon. It's another verb with an A, affect and effect. Effect is a noun here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yes, has long-term effects on stress relief if you cry more often.
Uh-huh.
So, the next time you feel a little depressed, a little sad, a little down in the dumps, a little blue, or if you feel stressed out, too much pressure at work or at school, well, try crying. Don't be afraid to grab a box of tissues and have a heartfelt cry. We do have the phrase here, stressed out. Oh, I'm so stressed out. I've got so many deadlines to take care of, and the boss is breathing down my neck. I'm so stressed out. And yes, of course, when you cry, you use tissues, and they come in a box. So grab a box of tissues and have that heartfelt cry. If something's heartfelt, it's sincere. You mean it from the bottom of your heart.
Real quickly, guys, there's a difference between the verb affect, which is affect, which you see earlier in the article. That means it causes something to change. But effect with an E is the noun. It just means that thing that was changed, that's different, okay? So be sure that you learn the difference because even foreigners mix those up.
They do all the time.
Yep.
But somebody who never mixes things up for you is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen carefully.
接着我们看到第三题 Blank 3 Picking a fine wine, the Rikatsu sommeliers pick the right videos and topics to make tears gush forth. 四酒师挑选好酒，烈火活动的四类师则是挑选好的电影和主题，让眼泪涌流而出。本句描述烈火活动的情形，空格前一句说明 sommeliers 这个术语呢是源自于法国。原意是四酒师，内活活动则借用了 sommelier 这个称呼，把聚会的领导者称为 tears sommeliers， 意思是四类师。但四类师是挑选催泪的电影或者是主题，而不是挑选好酒，所以答案选 C rather than 而不是。接着最后一段说 ，Traditionally, crying has blank for a weakness in Japanese culture。And most people avoid crying in front of others. 传统上，哭泣在日本文化里什么什么软弱，而且大多数人都避免在其他人面前哭泣。本空格测验被视为被认为的句型，所以答案选 C, being seen as. 这一题的其他选项中 ，A 应该改为 being thought of as. 选项 B、D 都应该改为是被动语态。Being considered to be, being looked upon as. 课文下一句 However, scientific studies show that crying is vital to our emotional health, and that blank five feelings has many negative side effects. 前半部分说明，然而科学研究显示哭泣对情绪健康很重要。后半部分则说明做某种事情会引起很多负面的副作用。文意上前后对比，所以答案选 A, holding back, 压抑，表示压抑的情感会有许多不好的副作用。课文接着比较大哭跟大笑的纾压效果。文章倒数第二句说 blank six, belting out a chuckle can sometimes release stress. Crying can have more long-term effects on stress relief. 前半说明大声笑有时候可以解除压力，后半则说明哭有更多长期纾压的效果。本空格测验的是连接词的用法，由于前后部分的文意形成了对比，所以答案选 B, while, 虽然。在文章的最后给出了维持心理健康的小建议。 So, the next time you feel a little blank seven or stressed out about something, don't be afraid to grab a box of tissues and have a heartfelt cry. 所以下次当你因某件事情而感到怎么怎么样或者是压力大的时候，别害怕，就抓盒面纸来尽情大哭一场吧。本句用连接词 or 连接空格和 stressed out， 所以推测这个空格应该是表示负面情绪的字眼，所以答案选 D, depressed， 感到沮丧的。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope that you'll spend a little bit more time crying to relieve that stress.
That's right. Even if you're having trouble with English, memorizing all the words, don't be afraid to cry. Hey, it will relieve the stress, and you'll do much better next time. And you'll do much better when you join us again next time for our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.